Good evening. We're learning the Ramban, Nachmanides, the letter Torat Hashem Temima. And we're up to page Lametet in the Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ramban had been discussing the different ways Hashem made available to us to know the future. Uchshemistaleket anvua legamre ven lem nevua velo malachim velo batkol. You remember the Ramban had discussed there was a stage called Batkol during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, and the Ramban had told us that Batkol was heard by people who were fit for prophecy. That was a very interesting insight we saw from the Ramban. And then the Ramban says, when prophecy completely left the Jewish people, so that you didn't even have a bat call, this heavenly voice, and then it's like the nations, they don't have any insights into the future. So we, the Jewish people nowadays, we don't either have tools. So the nations, they turn to what's called Ov and Yideoni, which are ways to bring back the dead and ask them. Those who know how to do Ov and Yideoni, they taught us that you need a woman in order to do it. How do you do it? Okay, guys, you ready? He's going to tell us. Okay, part of it he'll tell us. He won't tell us the whole thing. A man and a woman stand by the grave. We did this together? We did this already? Ah. So 1 second. Okay, so we'll speed through it because I think we only did like two more sentences. They stand at opposite edges of the grave. Uvem tzeishnem kishkush, and in between them they have a bell. Keder kishkushe avodah zarah, as the pagans use bells. Vomim hashbotum kashkashim bakishkush. They say their incantations and they shake the bell. Vaisha ruah vaishoel. The woman sees, the man asks his question. Vomer lehem atida kerova, kmo shebe'arti. And the deceased can tell them what's going to happen in the not so distant future, as the Ramban explained. V'zot ha'sheila yabrura l'sho'alei ha'shidim mikol shar ha'masim. So, Ov and Yidoni is considered the clearest way of getting an answer as to the future. From all the different types of sorcery, that's considered the clearest. V'lachen p'retot ha'katuv, that's why the verse delineates, as the Talmud says, k'mo shamu Ov and Yidoni b'chlal mechashvim ayu. Ov and Yidoni are really part of the prototype of sorcery that the Torah prohibits. The Torah singles them out, but they're part of a greater set, a greater concept of sorcery. And being that in order to do Ov and Yidoni, you need a woman and a man, the verse says, a man or a woman, k'yevim Ov and Yidoni. So the Torah points out, a man or a woman, because you need both. You need a woman there. And the Torah also says, mechashifa lo techaye, don't let a witch live, shezo ikar ha-kishuv ha-gadol shebehem, because women were at the strength of the sorcery. If you want to know where you can access, or maybe not anymore today, as the Ramban will say in a few minutes, but the source of the strength to access these forces was with the women. They had the greater strength to access these forces.
Still closer to those things.
Ibn Ezra says, because this is what attracts them. Ibn Ezra says, why did it mention women? Because it's more common that women will be attracted to this type of EGBG. That's what Ibn Ezra says. The reason I'm explaining this, says the Ramban, is so that when you see non-Jews shaking bells, you should know that it goes back to the pagan bell shaking with which they would speak to the dead. He says, you see, I don't know if today they do this, but he says, you'll see non-Jews who shake bells at the time of burial, and at the time that someone passes away, they make the bell ring, right? So the bell ringing, why?
That's a tradition they have from the time that they used to access the dead with these bells. I'm trying to show you that when you see them doing these things, you should know where it comes from. It comes from these ancient paganistic acts of accessing the dead. So that's point one, where the Ramban explained to us how they would access the dead, and part of the process was using bells.
Also, I remember when the funeral leaves the church, that the church bells are always ringing.
Yeah. He's saying that's where it comes from. Yeah.
So is listening to the church bells ring an issue?
You can do nothing about it.
Huh?
You just hear it, you can do nothing about it.
You can block your ears.
So it says you shouldn't enjoy it. It says you hear it, you could hear it, you shouldn't enjoy it. The Gemara says you're not supposed to stand and enjoy things like that, or like the incense that they burn. Okay.
Would you be allowed to burn that incense?
That's a good Thursday night question. Let's just decide, do we want to take 5 more minutes with the Ramban or pause here? He's going to go into other topics. 5 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you sleep tonight. The nations ask another type of sorcery called Nichush. They are people who look at the birds and they can tell what's coming. And that's something which, till today, there are those who could look at the birds and tell you things about what's about to happen, because it's something that's actually they can sense. You know, a cat, because of the way its feet stand on the ground, the way its nails are set up, cats can sense coming earthquakes. There are different things, different creatures can sense different things that are coming. So birds are also a creature which can sense things that are coming, and people who follow the birds can also figure out by looking at the birds about different things that are about to transpire. Those who like analyzing things, they're called philosophers. You'll notice that they deny that this works as well. And they say it's all foolishness. And you see the Ibn Ezra also adopted this approach and wrote Rekei Moach, a cerebral people who have no brain. Yes, omrim ki amnachshim emet. They argue that these forms of sorcery are true, but Ramban disagrees. Ramban says no. There are ways of looking at the birds and figuring out things that are about to happen. And if we thought it was pious to lie, then we'd say, yeah, it's like the Ibn Ezra said, it's all foolishness, but it's not true. He says, I don't think it's pious to lie, and it's not true what the Ibn Ezra said. Yes.
It says that we can look at birds and know what's going to happen. This is something like general, or you can say like it's going to rain?
Let's see. He's going to explain a little bit. Yeah.
You can also look at the behavior of birds. I walked over the field, and it was forbidden by the Edmund Horn, but I did it. And you could look at the birds, if the sounds they made, and if they stayed quiet, you could see it was someone hiding there.
I hear.
That's what I used to do when I lived in
Arashut. I hear. אכן זאת המידה מגרעתי לנו מפני שדבר ברור הוא שיש אומרים קצת עתידות. He says it would be a detractment of ourselves to adopt this approach, because it's obvious, it's known, that they do get some things right in telling you about what's about to happen. וכן אמרו בבעל שמות רבה. And so the Medrash Rabbah on Shmos and on Mishlei say, Ki of HaShamayim Yulich Et HaKol, when the verse says in Ecclesiastes and Koheles that the birds, they carry the sound, Zeh HaOrev VeChochmat HaTiyarim. That is the raven, and that is the wisdom of those who can look at the ravens and understand what the birds are doing. Perush Tiyar B'Roshon HaRav is off. In Arabic, tiar is birds. So tiarin are those who know to understand from the birds. ואמר כל ובעל כנפיים מפני שיש מיני עופו מנחשים בכל ויש בכנפיהם. And the verse describes the voice of the birds and the flapping of the birds, because sometimes you can understand things from the way the birds flap, and sometimes you can understand things from the way the birds chirp. But if you pay attention to the birds, there's a lot you can understand about, or there are certain things you can understand about what's about to transpire. So Ramban discussed accessing the dead with Ovan Yedoni. Now he discussed Nichush of looking at the birds. And now the Ramban is going to go over to another discussion. Now I want to explain something, says the Ramban. And I'm not sure I'm doing a good thing to give away what I'm about to tell you, says the Ramban. But Rav Hai Gaon already wrote a responsa where he revealed some of what I'm about to reveal. So I guess I'm okay. I'm going to tell you. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, Thursday night. You guys want to do a little bit more? Okay. Yeah. He's going to go into the concept of what are demons. What are Shadim? What is this idea? That's, what? That's what you guys want to move on? I asked if you, what? Yes?
I never saw one.
You never saw one? You don't know if you saw one. You think you never saw one.
Thank you very much.
Don't know if it's a joke or
Skyping.
Skyping
is very popular in India. I know, I
think this is nonsense, but okay.
Did you ever see one?
Me?
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I heard always.
You heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Sometimes I used to trust some of the horror. There are some stories which is very horrifying. So sometimes it scares me. Sitting in your seer and listening to your seer give me some courage, and I don't trust anymore now.
Ve'amar. So Rav Hai Gaon wrote, "Keshalim anivdalim." We have these spiritual concepts. There is something out there that's not physical. Mehim shochnim b'shamayim, kmo shodugam philosophim. There are these creatures in the heaven that even the philosophers agree there exists something. Ve'manikrim malachim. So that you have these things that are not with a body, they are not physical. So the first thing are those that live in heaven, we call them angels. Mm-hmm. Then you have things which are on the level of what he calls the cycles of the fundamental elements. So they're in between the spiritual heavens and the physical world. They are what we call sarim, spiritual beings that have, they're responsible for different things. Then you have these beings that they walk among us, they're here below. They are what's called Shadim, and they go to a place called, any place that's Shadud. You go to a place that's desolate, that's where they are. And they take form through the air that's on earth, and just like you can put air into a bottle, into a flask, so too they can put the air together and take some kind of form so that it looks like they have a body. So the sarim of the zodiac of the sheep, they tell you what's in the future through the birds, and they can't tell you something that's in the distant future, only something that's in the close future. So Ramban is now saying that there is such, there is some kind of being other than human beings and angels. There's something here. And we know Rambam disagrees, and others disagree. Ramban is saying, yes, there is something else over here. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, Thursday.